Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1192. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, in the writing, it's shir number 344. We're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokoim. All right, we're just trying to go through a quick review. We're basically finishing off before we start Holchei Drachim, just sort of like we package up what we learned till now, review, have the concept straight, and then move on to Holchei Drachim, which are the Halachas of eating or drinking as a traveler. Okay, so just in reference to one big room, we've spoken about in the past, of course, many times, but just to summarize everything, moving in one, if somebody's in a room, whether it's a large room, a small room, it's all, as long as it's considered quote unquote one room, moving from one corner of the room to another corner of the room, as long as it is in the same room. So it would, and even if one is unable to see the original location where they started to eat or drink, as long as it's in the same room, would not be considered shinoi makom. And this is lechatchila. This is lechatchila. Like we said, when we move from room to room, that lechatchila one should have it in mind. In case not, b'diavad will be fine. But this is from room to room. In one big room, it's lechatchila, even though you cannot see the original place. So therefore, just to give an example, if there one is in, one started eating a drinking something, and they're in a large room, and one changes their location in the same room, right? Even though it might be a very large room, and they're unable to see the original location where they started, where they made the shahakal or ate or huadama, it will still be okay lechatchila to continue in another part of the room, whether it's a different corner, even if it's from one corner to another, whether something's blocking and not blocking, and meaning when we say you can't see the other part, I mean most of the time a room is not that big where you can't see, you know, the other part of the room. Unless it's a very giant ballroom, but in general, it means basically most of the time it comes up whereby something is blocking your view. And that's why a person can't see the original location would still be good. Lechatchila. We did mention, a short while back in reference if there's a mechitza, that cuts up the room, right? Sometimes there's a mechitza, whatever the case might be, by a simcha or so on. So if it's all considered one simcha, then it's all still considered one room. But if it's like, two different simchas, sometimes there's a big mechitza in the middle, and there's one simcha on one side, one simcha on another side, or possibly one shir on one side, one shir on the other side. So we said the ma'isa that would have a din of room to room, even though it's in one big room, because of the fact that you have a mechitza that is, separating, it's two totally separate reshuyas, really, sort of, but it's still has din of room to room, whereby if it's just a mechitza, men and women, it's all one simcha, one party, whatever the case is, so that would still have a din of all one big room. Okay, so lemaisa, even if somebody's eating in a big, like a ballroom, like, right, a simcha hall, a wedding hall, these type of things, lav dafka, one's kitchen, right, that goes without saying, one's dining room, living room, whatever, that's all one room. But even if you're in a big ballroom, a simcha hall, right, in the wedding hall. So somebody sits down to eat, they didn't wash, and they sit down to eat a shahakol, or they're drinking something, right, and they're on one side of the simcha hall, and one corner, and all, and then they see their friend all the way at the other end of the hall, so they want to mamish walk to the other side. It's all one room, but it's in the wedding hall. It's a big wedding hall, and they want to go all the way to the other corner, and their mamish won't be able to see the original location. Things are blocking, this, that, it's a chasna, and so on. So one would be allowed to change their seat and continue eating anywhere within the ballroom, within this chasna hall, just to give an example, even lechatchila would not be a problem as long as they're in the same room. And like we said, even if the location is not within the sight of the first location, whatever it might be, that is obstructing their view would not matter, since it's all considered in the same room. The bracha remains in effect throughout the movement of the same room from location to location as long as it's all within the same room. Okay, just real quickly, my mekaymus, you have our simon, which is Kufayin Ches, Mishabura, the Avlachas of Brachas, for Rabbi Weissenfeld, page 28, Rabban, the page 142. Again, this was a quick review, but we'd like to quote it inside, and quote, you know, places or pages where we actually did see it besides, if we did see it like that, besides the actual simon, which again is Kufayin Ches and Mishabura in the, introduction, and moving on into the beginning. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha. Bracha kol tov.